Take me by the hand, walk with me by quiet streams. I need to hear the wind, feel the ground beneath my feet.
Morning. This is Tim Sims, kind of dropping the Timmy. When you become a man of an age, even though my family, no matter how old I'll be, they'll still call me Timmy, and people will still call me Timmy. But anyways, I think I should retitle this as, is this thing on? Is this thing still working? That song on the intro is called Born Again. Beautiful song. Corey Asbury. I do believe it is a Christian song. So, you know, I hate having to say it. Don't want to offend anybody. But, you know, when you talk about what you believe in or what you feel or what gets you through the day, you shouldn't have to apologize for anything or make excuses for it. Find your spiritual peace, guidance, wherever you can find it. And the opening, you know, talk about walking by quiet water, river. Everybody knows that that is something that puts my soul at ease, puts my mind at ease. And even mentioned you're the friend that puts my soul at ease. And I've listened to that song a million times, and I always think sometimes I sing I'm whole again. Whole, like a whole person, a whole piece. I don't know if anybody ever is or will be, but it's nice to know I'm busy trying to put the pieces together. And then I'm home again. I don't like the reborn part of it. But I think every day we get a chance to be reborn, to restart anew. My favorite phrase is, you know, those who wander aren't always lost. That's my theme. That's me. I'm wandering, trudging, walking with intent, with purpose. And the other one is, if you think you knew me a year ago, a week ago, or even yesterday, let me reintroduce myself to you. Because every day we get to learn and grow and hopefully do something with what we learned. I am on my way this weekend to a men's retreat. It's my third year in a row. I don't want to go. I never want to go. I definitely didn't want to go the first time. And every time I leave, I'm always rejuvenized, revised, and think to myself, what was I thinking? This is something I should always do, and I'm glad I did it. And I'm glad for the people that inspire me and keep me and make me do it. I'm thinking maybe I need to do it maybe at least 2 times a year. So I need to find a summer one, but I need a fun one. And this one's a spiritual one. My niece Lindsay got me this pair of socks for my birthday, and I finally got them. One of those things that, you know, we'll put the order in, but when we get so many, we'll make it. So it came after my birthday, and I didn't want to put them on because they were so nice. I don't want to ruin them, but then they were so nice, I did want to wear them. And there's a picture of Audrey Sue. I can't believe she's been gone for so 5-ish years, and I can't believe I've had Lexi for 5-ish years, and both of them equal dear parts that I can't live without, that I'm so happy to be blessed with such beautiful, wonderful creatures. But the socks are pictures of their faces, and the most perfect expressions for both of them epitomizes them. Audrey was, you know, pretty, the pretty lady. Lexi's the hyper happy child. The courageous dog that knows no bounds. And I'm wearing them. I'm taking them with me. We had a meeting of faults, what I call my friends. You know, a group of faults. We're all broken and have our faults. And we had a topic. We talked about symbolism. And it was a really nice talking topic. And I really liked it. It was about symbolism. And I remember I used to carry around or collect all these things from and to remember all this stuff. And then at one point, several points, I'd look at this junk and go, what the heck was this? What was I thinking? But now I carry things like these socks. They mean so much. Little things that mean so much to my life and my heart. And you know, much as I miss Audrey Sue, and I'm going to miss my Lexi Boo this weekend. I know she's going to be in good hands, but I'll be wearing their socks with their faces on it. All right, I got to go. I'll be back later and see if this thing is still working. Check, check one, check one, two, three, check one, one, check. That turned the radio on, and that was my guy again. They just sang the earlier song. I wish I remember what the phrase was. He said, I don't know, I'm getting chills kind of thinking about it. But I don't know. I feel so good right now. I just came from a meeting of faults with my friends, and I don't deserve to feel this good. Sometimes I just don't deserve it. I feel, you know, when you think of all the stuff you did in the past, and you know, you can't do it, you can't change what happened, but that was the topic of our conversation, was change. And change isn't easy, and nobody likes it. And somebody said that change is an oxymoron because it's constant, and you know, that makes a lot of sense. Every moment of change I've ever had in my life, you know, I never wanted to do. I went in kicking and screaming, and then on the opposite side of fear is my heart's desire. And I'd be like, what took me so long? I should have done this all along. Or, you know, it's even nice that, you know, I've developed new coping skills. You know, we tend to not be able to express ourselves or have people express ourselves to, and then we, you know, gravitate to unhealthy things that, you know, we want to take our mind off it, but it doesn't make it go away. It doesn't fix the problem. It just adds, you know, whatever you're doing on top of it. And that ain't change. And if you don't change, you know, if I keep doing what I'm doing and getting what I got, then that ain't good either. So what a lovely day. I'm actually going with 4 good friends, and male friends to a retreat in a monastery in Petoskey, Michigan. It was created to keep, to help a friend stay sober, during the, St. Patrick's Day weekend, and 20 years later now, you know, 60, 70, guys, 100 sometimes, show up just to, give support and, you know, give peace, gratitude, a chance, and, there's such good words out there that people, you know, apply to religion and use it in a negative kind of way, but, you know, it's part of my life. You know, if I fellowship, that means I'm, you know, hanging around people of like mind that care about me, I care about me being healthy, care about me being a better person, helping me being a good example to help others. And, you know, that's where I'm at. You know, I gotta admit, you know, when my cousin Ben died on Christmas Eve, it threw me in for a funk, threw me under a rock. I didn't want to participate, you know, I was mad at my spiritual person, my spiritual God of my understanding, or whatever you want to call it, you know. But then you can't be mad at something that you don't believe in. So it just told me to get off my pity pot and get on with it. And yesterday I sat with my friends, my gathering of faults, and looked around at all of these faces I've grown to love. And I've shared more with them than I have with my family and friends. And I missed them. And I'm like, wow, you know, I don't want to ever be too far away from that. And, you know, that's changed for me. You know, I have 4 good buddies. I never had buddies. And it doesn't matter how old they are, if they're gay, they're straight. You know, these 4 men that are going, 5 if the other one shows up, that, you know, we're all in each other's boat. We're all in each other's corner and support. I never had that. Took me a while to accept that I needed change, because if nothing changes, nothing changes, and I needed some change, you know. And the funny part too, I don't know if I ever talked about it before, but you know, I got my painting going, I got my meditation, my spirituality. Somebody asked me, they're like, well, what affiliation is your spirituality and what affiliation is this retreat? And I just said, you know, nothing organized. You know, I'll be honest, you know, I'm probably more Buddhist now than I'm anything. 'Cause I can't believe in anybody that doesn't preach in anything other than love and helping others. And that's where I'm at. And, a really nice day. I forgot what my point was, but I put everything in my car to drop my car off and load my stuff up in my car so I don't have to go back and say goodbye to Lexi again. And I'm getting a little teary-eyed because I love that dog. I got a Facebook reminder of a video with my niece and Audrey, and you know, I still cry sometimes, like Audrey just left me, and never thought I would ever do it again. I never thought I would ever find love like that again, or love another animal. I didn't want to go through it again, but God, to deny myself of that kind of love and that unconditional love, you know, I didn't want to come back to hug Lexi and say goodbye and say goodbye again, because I'll probably miss her more than she'll miss me. But that dog, I don't know how God, heaven, universe, Mother Nature, whoever put us in our path, but I don't think I've ever in my life experienced, you know, or seen a animal more matched with this human person as this dog. You know, I remember the first 2 years, I wanted her to run away. I wanted someone to take her. But she was just so excited about life and new things. And it makes me sad to wonder what her life was like before me. But all I can try now to do is be a better dad, be a better person, be a better me, so that I can make her happy. And if I make her happy, she makes me happy. And that's kind of what it's all about. I have not felt this good. I mean, I've been bad. People have asked me why I haven't podcasted or haven't done this in a while, and I felt like I don't have anything to say. I don't have anything to whine and cry about. But there's good things to say. And, you know, somebody without gratitude will find their way back to that rock to hide under, that life that, you know, they wanted to change from. And that's what I want to change. I want sunlight. I want happiness. I want friendship. And I got it. And I want more. All right. I got to go and hug my dog. So I'll be back. We're going to do a test. We're going to see if I can get my dog. I'm going to sneak in. See if where she's at. Oh, I don't know. Oh, if you could only see this doggy's face looking at me. Hi, dog. Hi, dog. Hi. Catch us. Come catch us. What? What? Oh, you're awfully quiet this time. She's not doing it now. Figures. You're just going to give me one? What? What? Kisses. Give me kisses. Aww. I love you. Huh? What? I'm gonna miss you. Kisses. I love you. I love you, boo. I'm gonna miss you, boo. I'm gonna miss you. Oh, kisses. Okay, let's go potty. Okay. That was nice. What was that? Was that your improv?
Yeah, I'm just goofing around.
I told you not to improv yet until I was ready.
I can anytime you want.
Well, that was nice. That was so, warm-up. So what would you call that if you had to call that or anything?
That was just F scale, key of F, Fun with F. Fucking around.
Fucking around. Fucking around with Charlie. Fucking around in the key of F in a monastery. I'll pray for your soul and language and ask for the higher power to take that away from you. You can improv again if you do something happy sounding. Well, I definitely can't work out to that, but it still was happier than that last one, though. That had a really nice soft ending. It was really nice, both of them.
This one has a score, so this has a soft ending, too.
What is that?
This is Danny Boy.
Yeah, but you did Danny Boy last year.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, is Danny... Oh, okay, play Danny Boy for St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day. Got to play Danny Boy
for All right. St. Patrick's Day. One, give me one, two, one, two, three... That was much improved from last year.
Wow, thank you.
That was very nice.
Thank you.
That was nice. I like that.
Well, we have to play something for Bonnie.
Oh.
This is for Bonnie.
Well, we did that last year. I'm back home now. From the retreat. Don't remember everything I talked about or did. I know there was music played. Normally on these, I just record, post, and go. There's a, you know, the thing about this regrowth and reborn. There's so many things. I think reborn gets a bad rap, a bad name because of religion and organized religion. And somebody asked me if this thing I was going to, you know, what affiliation it was. And I said, nothing. I don't do organized religion. You know, I'm pretty, trying to come up with a Zen-like Buddha spirituality. And it doesn't have a name or tag or face on that's God. But you know what? I was able to sit with a friend who's now a real friend. And was someone I had, something happened, I didn't want to be a part of his life, I didn't want to forgive, I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to offer forgiveness, and this weekend taught me that forgiveness is for me, forgiveness is, you know, I don't need to make people earn my forgiveness, There are times that I will have to accept apologies that I will never hear or get. But how long do I want to hold on to a grudge or a resentment? That just means that whatever I'm mad or angry about is still punishing me, is still, you know, I'm still their prisoner, and I refuse to let anybody do that, continue to have that power over me. But this reading, it's about friendship, and I want to read it. It says, the reward of friendship is itself. The man who hopes for anything else does not understand what true friendship is. Saint Aelred of Rivolx. The comfort of a true friend in time of trouble, the strength we sense in being with someone who truly knows us, the affirmation of life that comes with enduring friendships. No other experiences like these. True friendship happens when we lower our guard and let our feelings show. It happens when we listen without judgment. It accumulates over time in many little experiences with someone. There is friendship in returning to someone when we feel offended or hurt so the relationship can be repaired, and in returning to him when we have been the offender. Sometimes friendship means humility or accepting our worthiness to be forgiven. The development and deepening of our friendships with other men, with women, and with ourselves sustain us. A little prayer thing says, today I will be true in my friendships. It was really nice. You know, you got to be a friend to yourself. You got a friend to others. You got to forgive. And then forgive yourself. It's nice that friendships can be reborn. People can be reborn. And like my old saying, what you think you might have known of me a year ago, let me reintroduce myself to you. I am not who I used to be, but I am better than I was. And that is what I'm grateful for today. What a great weekend. All right, everybody, take care of you.
I was lost, so you called me out by name. And I was down, so you picked me up again. And I was wrong, so your love it made me right. I was dead, so you sang me back to life. And I was lost, so you called me out by name. Father, I was down till you picked me up again. I was wrong till your love made me right. I was dead till you saved me back to life. And you give me garments of praise, fullness of joy, unending mercy, new every morning. Garments of praise, fullness of joy, unending mercy, new every
Boo-boo. Boo-boo. Come here. Give me kisses. Give me kisses. I love you. I love you, boo. I missed you. Give me kisses? I love you, boo-boo.